Now, you have three types of idgham. One is idgham mithlain, idgham mutaqaribain, and idgham mutajanisain. Idgham mithlain, mithl means same kind. Now, if there are two letters together of the same kind, where the first letter is a sakin, meaning has a sukun on it, then you would automatically combine them together and make it one. That is called idgham mithlain. And that idgham is wajib, is compulsory, you have to do. So idgham mithlain, assimilation of the same kind. This rule applies when two letters following each other are the same. The first letter has a sakin. So has a sukun, and the second letter is vocal and has a shadda, meaning tasdeed on it. When reciting the letters, keep in mind that the sakin letter becomes assimilated into the letter following it. So like I said, it's combined together and read as one. Examples of the first one: Rabihat tija. وقد دخلوا إذ ذهب مغاضبا يدرككم الموت ما لم تستطع عليه آوى ونفروا. Okay, so this type of idgham is compulsory, you have to do. So what that means, you have to put emphasis. What do you have to do?
Emphasis.
You can put kind of force into it. So I'll just read it very lightly. Okay, idgham mutaqaribain, idgham mutajanisain. Idgham mutaqaribain is where the letters are not the same, but they are from the similar. Basically, similar to the letter, both letters are quite similar in terms of maybe its qualities, or close by in terms of where the letter is being pronounced from. So assimilation of letters with similar origin, not from the same origin, but similar origin. Like you have lam and not lam and ra, but say for example ba and meem. Yeah, lam and ra. Okay, they're similar, but not from the same place. This rule applies when a letter in a word is sakin and the letter following it has a shadda. So again, same thing, but when pronounced, appears to be close to the same place of origin as the sakin letter. The sakin letter will assimilate with the vocal letter when recited. So again, it will become one. But in some places, the idgham will be complete, and in some places, the idgham will be incomplete. What does that mean? Incomplete meaning that the letter, the first letter, meaning the starting letter, would not completely submerge, would not completely be taken in into the second letter. Some of the qualities of the first letter will still be maintained. Okay, and sometimes it will be idgham itam, which is complete assimilation, meaning that the first letter will become exactly the same as the second letter. So with mutaqaribain and mutajanisain, these two idghams, sometimes you will see that the complete merging and complete assimilation has taken place, and some places complete assimilation hasn't taken place. Hence, the first letter, meaning the letter with a sukun on it, will retain some of its qualities. Okay, I will give you an example. Where the first one, نَخْلُقُكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. Now this one is quite difficult. You see the qaf here, according to some Qur'an, Qadis who are expert in this field, they say that the qaf, the quality of the qaf should be maintained. So nakhluqukum, okay, kum. Can you hear the difference?
Yes.
So some but a preferred method is to change the qaf into kaf. Na'lukum. Na'lukum. Can you hear the difference?
Yes, it's lighter.
That's it. So the preferred method is that you change the qaf into kaf and assimilate and combine them and read it as one. But according to some qurras, you can read it. The qaf maintain some of its qualities. So that's an example. With the next one. Yes. After Mim Sakin, there's another meme. That's Idgham Mithlain, of course. Yes. Well spotted. We look at the next one. Ya bunay arkam ma'ana. Ya bunay arkam ma'ana. So the ba will be changed into a meme and you do Idgham with gunna. Ya bunay arkam ma'ana. Can everybody try? يا بني اركب معنا So is any remnants of the bar? No. Next one. Lam and Ra. وقل رب أدخلني مدخل This one we're quite familiar with because we just done it with in the Idgham of Nun Sakin Tanween. But here there's nothing to do with Idgham, there's no Nun Sakin Tanween. It's just assimilation of the Lam and the Ra together. The Lam will change into Ra and be read as one. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدَخَلْ The next one. فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى إِدْغَامُ مُتَجَانِ سَيْلِ Assimilation of the related kind. مُتَجَانِ سَيْلِ means of the same group. Meaning the letters that are together are from the same makhraj. Meaning same place of origin. So for example, حروف اللثوية, we have three, yeah? Sa, Zal, and Dha. These three are pronounced from the same makhraj, from the same origin, which is Sa, the tip of the tongue touching the tip of the front two teeth. The front incisors, yeah? So these three are pronounced from there. So if Sa and Zal were to come together, That idgham will be called idgham mutajanisain. Idgham mutajanisain. Although they're not the same kind, because sa and zal are two different letters, but because they're from the same group, you know, they're from ready, so you put it together. This rule applies when a letter in a word is sakin, and the letter following it has a shadda, and when pronounced has the same place of origin as the sakin letter. The sakin letter will assimilate with the vocal letter when recited. So you got ta and ta. Again, the huruf nita'iyya, we have ta, dal and ta. So ta and ta is pronounced from the same place, which is the tip of the tongue touching the roof of the front two teeth. Okay? So you got ta and ta. La in basabta ilayya yadaka. Here, this idgham will not be complete, it will be incomplete. The ta, the quality of the ta, which is to read with fullness, you will have to maintain that. La in basatta, basatta, basatta. You don't say basatta. You hear the difference? One is basatta, one is basatta. Basatta. It takes a lot of practicing. And there's a reason for that. Although you will see in the other ones, like with the ta and dal, it's complete idgham tam, meaning complete assimilation. There's no quality of the ta and dal being maintained. And the reason why is because ta, in terms of quality, is more stronger, and because it has certain qualities which gives it the fullness. It gives it that tafkhim, that fullness of the mouth. and that overpowers the ta'a. Hence, the quality of bit of the ta'a is maintained. But the bottom line is that's how it was read. They can say what they want, but that's how it's been read.
قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا
Next one. ذَا and ذَا
إِنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ
The ta and ta.
وَقَالَتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ
So, if you do the and ذَا again,
إِنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا
See, the ذَا will be changed into a ذَا and you read both of them as fullness.
إِذْ ظَلَمُوا
And the bottom one, the ta will be changed to the ta and you read both fullness.
وَقَالَ الطَّا
Okay? Now, there's certain things you have to remember. If two vowels were to come together, again, two vowels, which are of the same kind, or two yards would come together. But the first one is from Huruf al-Madda. It's from? Huruf al-Madda. And Huruf al-Madda is Waw Sakin, which has a pH before it. Sorry, maybe a question. No. Someone else. So as I was saying, if we have two waws or two yards together, and the first one is from Huruf al-Madda, meaning Waw Sakin which has a Dhamma before it, or Ya Sakin which has a Kasra before it, okay? Then Idgham will not take place. Idgham will not take place. You understand? Do we have an example?
Is that an example there?
That's an example there. I don't have an example in front of me, but nothing coming to my head at the moment. But if you ever come across like that, let there be no idgham. Simple as that. Again, if huruf halqi and a non-huruf halqi, meaning other than huruf halqi, but a similar kind, okay? If they were to come together, then there will be no idgham. There will be no idgham. Although they may be similar in pronunciation, okay? But, or similar of the, for example, qaf. Qaf and kaf. Yeah? Qaf and kaf is similar. But one is huruf halq, one is not. No, it's not. It's not, isn't it? What am I talking about? That's something else. Have we got an example? Let me see if I can find an example. Yes.
لا تزغ قلوبنا
غين and قاف is pronounced very close by. So أقو.
أقو.
It's close by, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. متقاربين, very close. One is حروف حلقي. غين is from where? No. That's not for good. It isn't. Hamzaha Ainha Ghain. Ghain is from Huruf Halki. And Qaf is not. So although they're very close, And you know, if you look at from mutaqaribain, similar origin, there should be idgham. But because the first one is huruf alqi, that's why no idgham will take place. No idgham will take place. So that's that one. The example of the first one is fi yawmin qalu wahum fa qalu wahum. You got two waw together, but the first waw is huruf madda. Yeah, are we here? Everybody understood? The first one is huruf madda. Qalu. Okay. Sorry, if I was to show you, I just wrote this. Qalu. There's a wow there, there's a wow there. Two walls together, isn't it? Yeah, and we have the first wall. It is sakin, but it is waw madda. What is that?
Waw madda.
So if the first one is waw madda, then you don't join. You don't join. Although the two walls together. Although you don't say qaluwahum, qaluwahum. You say qaluwahum, qaluwahum. Yeah, are we clear with that one? And with the other example,
but didn't you mention that it should have a shadda after it, the mix?
That's if there was idgham. Because there's no idgham, there's no shadda. Yeah, this is example, no idgham. If I give you another example.
But that's the best way we can tell if there's a shadda after. Yeah.
Ghain and qaf, very similar. In terms of where it's been pronounced from, very close by. Al, aqa, you can tell it's very close. The first one is also sakin, but no assimilation. No, and the indication of no assimilation, does the qaf of tasdeed?
No.
Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. You all know that, probably know that dua. Yeah? Look in the Quran, there's no qaf, there's no tasdeed, hence there's no idgham. So because the first that I from, غَيْن from حُرُوف حَلْقِي أَمْزَهَا عَيْنْهَا غَيْن خَا غَيْن خَا. Yes? So because the first that I from حُرُوف حَلْقِي, there's no idgham. There's no idgham. So that's that one. If both of them are from huruf halqi, if both of the letters from huruf halqi, now that should be idgham mutajani same, because they're from the same origin, from the same origin, isn't it? So again, there will be no idgham. Example: fasfah anhum, fasfah. That's a hal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry about the handwriting, but as long as you can read it. Ha and that's the ayn. Ha and ayn. Where is it from? Ha and ayn. From? Hurufi? Halqi. So the same jinns, isn't it? Same jinns. Okay? But because both of them from huruf halqi, no idgham. No? No. So you want to say, fasfa' anhum. You want to say? What's the rule of idgham? That the first letter assimilates into the second. So what that means is that the ha would change into ayn and then combine. So you won't do that. So that's why you would not see any tashdeed on the ayn in the Quran. Are we clear? Fasfah anhum, both of them nice and clear. Okay. Iqlab. This is the fourth rule of the Nun Sakin and Tanween. Iqlab means to change. What does it mean? To change. To alter. The alteration. Nun Sakin and Tanween. When after Nun Sakin or Tanween, the letter ba appears, then the nun sakin or tanween will be substituted by a small meem sakin and will be recited with gunnah. So what will happen is that the nun will be substituted with a small little meem. So if you, every one of you must be reciting Quran every day, and you probably come across it many times, that the nun sakin, you'll see there's a little meme on top of it, many places. Little meme. So that is indicating that iqlab is taking place. What is taking place? Iqlab. Iqlab means to change. What does it mean?
Change.
To change. What? So what changing is happening here? The known is being changed into meme. So that's why it's called iqlab. And if we recite with gunnah, أحد الله من بعد. If you can see on top of the noon, what do we see? Meme. So you read with gunna. فمن بدل. ثم بكم عمي فهم. فسوقكم بكم. Next one, the letter R. Otherwise, we ain't gonna finish. You gotta forgive me for if I'm speeding you up, but we got constraint of time. The letter R. A R with a fatha or a dhamma on it should be pronounced with a full mouth, straightforward. So if a ra has got fatha meaning zabar, dhamma meaning pesh, then at all times when it's in that situation, you'll read it with a full mouth. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ. The first one, if you can see the rabihat, the ra has got a fatha meaning zabar on it, hence ra will be read with a full mouth. And what do you call full mouth in Arabic? Anybody know?
Tafkheem.
So that will be with a full mouth, with it? Mufakham. Tafkheem. And the ra, takfuruna billah. That ra is read with a full mouth. Number two, a ra with a kasra should be pronounced with an empty mouth. If it has a zair on it, you would read it with an empty mouth. And what do you call that in tajweed?
Tarqiq.
Yes, what do you call it? Tarqiq. So you read it muraqqaq. لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ
لَكُمْ عِنْدَ
بَارِئِكُمْ
لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ
كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ
كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ.
So again, both examples, you can see the raw has got a kasra on it, so you will read it with an empty mouth. Number three, when a fatha or a dhamma appears before a ra sakin, the letter ra sakin will be pronounced with a full mouth. So if the ra has is sakin, meaning it's got a sukun on it, but before it the letter has a dhamma meaning pesh or a fatha meaning zabar on it, then that ra will be pronounced with a full mouth.
أَيَّامٍ وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَىٰ
وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ
الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
If you look at the first example, the ra is sakin, meaning it has a sukun on it, before it has a fatha on it. So you read it with a full mouth. Second one, ra it's got a ra is sakin before it is a has a fish meaning dhamma, hence the ra will be read with a full mouth. Number four, if a kasra appears before a ra sakin, the ra sakin will be read with an empty mouth.
تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ
Now if you see the ra is ساكن before that letter has a زير كسر on it. Hence the ra will be read with a full mouth. Now there's three conditions for that ra, which although that ra sakin which has a kasra before it, for that ra to be read with an empty mouth, there are three conditions. If any of these conditions are omitted or not there, then although the ra, the letter before the ra has a kasra, it will still be read with an empty, with a full mouth, with a full mouth. So there are three stipulations, three conditions. What are they? Number one, if the kasra before the ra, the kasra which is before the ra, if it's aridah, if it's temporarily there, then that ra will be read with a full mouth. That ra will be read with a full mouth. So what it's saying is that kasra should be permanent. That kasra should be permanent. If that ra has come because of some rule, some grammatical rule, and it is temporarily there, then although there is a kasra before that ra still will be read with a full mouth. Will be read with a full mouth. Like
irji'u.
Now irji'u means all you men return. That's the Arabic word. It's an order. Right? Now this Hamza in Arabic, in rule, you call it Hamza Wasl. What do you call it? Hamza Wasl means Hamza that comes and joins now and then. Comes and joins. Wasl means to join. What does Wasl mean? So this Hamza comes when there is no other letter joining the Ra. When there is no other letter joining the Ra. So if you were to read the verse from here, then you would have to bring this Hamza as a buddy. Come on, you gotta, I can't stop. Can you stop? Can anybody read and read the Arabic where the first letter is a sukun?
No.
You can't.
No.
Because what gives it the movement is the haraka, is the zabazir pesh. But if the first letter is a sukun on it, you can't read it. So the Hamza comes in. Emergency, parachuted in. Come in, help me. So the Hamza is brought in. But if you were to join that word with another letter, yeah? If I would say, Ya Sa'id urji'u, Ya ayyuhal nas urji'u, Ya ayyuhal nas urji'u, Oh you people, return. So Ya ayyuhal nas urji'u. That's not in the Quran, by the way. I'm just making it up. Okay? There's nothing not in the Quran. What's in the Quran would be, يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ترجعوا. نعم ترجعي. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ترجعي. ترجعي. So, but يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة, you stop there.
Yeah.
And you were to read from إرجعي.
Yeah.
So you bring the Hamza again. Could you bring that? But if you were to read it from the verse before it, then that Hamza Wasal will no longer be there. Okay? So that Kasra there, is that permanent or temporary?
It's
temporary. Because you're only bringing it there because you're reading from there. If you were to read it continuously from another verse, following it, just carry on, then that, would that kasra be there anymore?
No.
So that's temporary. So how would you read that ra?
Full
mouth. Because although the kasra is there, but that kasra is temporary, hence you would still read the ra full mouth. Are we clear with that? So that's the first rule. Second condition, that the ra and the kasra should be in one word. Should be in one word. Okay, so a normal layman is going to be difficult. Oh, this one may be difficult, but that rule is still there. So if the ra and the kasra it belongs to the word before it. It is not a part of this word. Okay? And the ra belongs to another word, to the beginning of the next word. Then that ra will also be read with a full mouth. Like Rabbi Rujirun. Rabbi. That's one word. Irji'un. That's another word. Rabbi means, oh my Lord. Irji'uni. Return us. It's probably, it could be the kuffar or somebody saying, Allah, return us back to the world. So Rabbi is one word, yeah? Irji'uni is what? Another word. Where is the kasra? Is it in that word or is it in another word? It's in the previous word, isn't it?
Yes.
So the kasra belongs to that word, and the ra belongs to another word. So although that ra is a sakin, and before the ra sakin is a kasra, but still the ra would be read with a full mouth. Rabbirji'un. Rabbirji'un. Yeah? Third condition. That no letter, if any letter from حروف مستعليا, there are seven letters which are from the حروف مستعليا. How many letters is there? How many?
Seven.
Seven letters. Can someone read it? Can you just read them out to me?
Ha, sad, bad, khain, ba, ha, ba.
Yeah. Seven letters. These seven letters belong to a group called حروف مستعليا. حروف مستعليا. Can you remember near the beginning of the course, we said that certain qualities which are integral to the pronunciation of the words, a letter, and it is part of the characteristic of that letter, and you have certain qualities which are not always there, but happen because of the situation they're in. Remember? You have temporary qualities, and you have permanent qualities. Can anybody remember this?
Is this where you're talking about the...
Right, I don't think you was here.
No, is this where you're talking about the last line?
Yeah, was you there?
No, I could take into the online there.
Oh, mashallah, well, so that's good news. Yes, I said...
I had to catch up, so I was catching up that missing one. Yeah.
I said right near the beginning, you got sifat al-lazima and al-ariba. Yeah, you got two types of qualities. That's one quality which is permanent.
Okay.
Some qualities which are temporary. Like these. These ra. Sometimes the ra is pronounced with an empty mouth. Sometimes the ra is pronounced with a full mouth. Depending on the situation of the ra. So this is not permanent. It's not temporary. Mm-hmm. Depending on how the ra is. But you got some qualities which are permanent, which are permanent. And the reason why I explained those, because I was explaining huruf halki. Remember? Huruf halki is a quality which is permanent, Okay? It is not because if the qaf is in this situation, that's no. Whenever the qaf is sakin, that sifata qalqala, that quality, the echoing sound, will always happen. Okay? Now, among the long list of permanent qualities, you have this quality called sifat isti'ala. Sifat means quality. Yeah. So these seven letters have this quality called isti'ala, which means that they are pronounced with a full mouth. Pronounced with a
full mouth.
And that is because the nature of these letters is that when these letters are pronounced, the back part of the tongue rises towards the palate. And the secondary, consequences is that it is pronounced with a full mouth. Understand? So if you say, oh, oh, can you hear it? It's full. Off,
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 om,
om,
om, om,
om,
apo,
apo,
om,
om,
can you feel it?
Yeah.
Okay, if I would give another word, say for example with ta, at, is it full mouth there?
No.
No. At, any full mouth there? Any full left number in the sound?
No.
Another example. Ajr. Any full mouth there? Ah! Any full mouth there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Ah!
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 The first time we did it, it seemed like
that. Did it? Maybe I was getting wrong then. Ah!
Ah!
Ah! Abu.
Abu.
Am.
Aw.
Aw.
Ay.
Is there any fullness in there?
No.
So these letters are called huruf musta'aliya. What are they called? Huruf musta'aliya. So that's why they've given it name. Musta'aliya means, isti'ala means to ascend. What does it mean? And because the tongue ascends towards where? To the palate. So this is why these letters have been given the name. So I haven't touched all any of these qualities, there's 17 of them. The reason why, because this is a short course, we're not going into details. And you probably bamboozled me. What was he talking about? About to go sleep? Probably get better sleep than listen to all this. So, but the reason why I'm explaining this, because it's regarding this rule. It's regarding this rule. Although it's not in there, but it's important that you do that, because you're going to come across these words in the Quran. Right? So, if any letter from these letters, from these categories, comes after Ra, Sakin, then although there is a Kasra before that Ra, Sakin, that Ra will still be read with a full mouth. For example, Mirsad. This Ra. Ra, Sakin, yeah? Before the Ra, there's a Kasra, isn't it?
Yeah.
So normally, you would read it? Mir. What do you read?
Mir.
Emptiness.
Mir.
But because after it, there's the letter Sad. Letter?
Sad.
And this Sad is from the?
Huruf
al-Musta'ali. The seven letters. Do you write those seven letters?
Ha.
Or is it just somehow, alhamdulillah, got fantastic students who just first time listening to memorize it, like Imam Bukhari. SubhanAllah, I wish we had that photographic or something, I don't know what you call it, man. But so, it's important that you do write them. If not, listen to the recording, write them down so that you know. It's what you can do is you can remember it by saying, Khussa Dhagatin Qil. Khussa Dhagatin Qil. I'll write that on the bottom. That way you can remember the seven letters. Khussa Dhagatin Qil. Qaf, ba, rain, ba, qaf, ba. Are you ready to do overtime? Or are you guys falling asleep?
No.
Can we? Okay.
We're on the line.
Yeah?
I think we're 15 minutes late
and the system won't go. I haven't got any phone calls yet. let me just finish this off. It's just like two more. Okay? We had a salah, so we got an excuse. Back to example. Are we clear with the example? You got the ra, sakin, there's a kasra before it. Normally you would read it with full mouth, but because the letter after it is from the huruf musta'aliyah, hence you would read it.
No, normally with the empty mouth.
But now you read it with a full mouth.
That's because if you read it with empty mouth, you wouldn't be able to pronounce it properly.
It'd be difficult, yes. Yeah. That's why you read it. That's the reason. But, mashallah, it's good. But the thing is, that I don't want to get too technical. I don't want to say the reason after reasons. But that is the reason why. Because it's
behind that.
It's because of this huruf musta'aliyah. Are we clear with that? Okay. So these are the three conditions. But if the letter, I mean the huruf musta'aliyah, is not in the same word, it's not in the same word, like this one, the sad is part of this word.
Yeah.
But if that sad, or any of the seven letters for that matter, was in another word, then that ra would be read with it.
Empty
mouth. With an empty mouth. Example. Fasbir sabra.
Fasbir sabra.
Ra. Ra sakin. Can you see? Fasbir. Before it, there's a kasra, isn't it?
Yeah.
After it, there's a sad.
Yeah.
Is sad from the seven letters?
Yes.
Yes.
But
it's in another word. Fasbir is one word. Sabara, another word. Right? Fasbir means be patient. Have lots of patience. So it's Fasbir Sabara. So the Saad is in the following word. Hence, the Ra will be read with them. See, you guys don't need to teach him. Number 8. Oh, sorry. Number 8. We're doing number 5. If a shadda appears on the letter Ra and has either a fatha or dhamma, it will be pronounced with a full mouth. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلْ Although the Ra with Takhteed is two Ra's, right? It's two Ra's, but both of them will be read with a full mouth. ليس البر بر بر فلما ليس البر أن تولوا next one قائمة ولئن رددت number 6 if a shadda appears on the letter ra and has a kasra it will be pronounced with an empty mouth. مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ Number 7. When a ya sakin appears before a ra'i mawquf. What does mawquf mean? Mawquf means a place where you stop. Place? Where you stop. Now because you're stopping on the Ra, they call it Ra'i Mawquf. What do they call it?
Ra'i Mawquf.
And when you stop on a Ra, when you stop on any letter, when you stop on any letter, no matter what Haraka, no matter what Zabar Zayn, Pesha, Fatah, Kasay, hasn't it, straight away you would change it into a Sakin. What were you changing it to?
Sakin.
So that's why it says Ra'i Mawquf. So Ra'i Mawquf means the Ra will automatically have a Sukun on it.
Yeah.
And the letter preceding the Ya Sakin has a Kasra, then the Ra will be recited with an empty mouth. Now, that is slightly wrong. If before the Ra Sakin, Ra Mawquf, there is a Ya Sakin, what is it?
Ya
Sakin. Then, in all situations, in all conditions, the Ra would be read with an empty mouth. The Ra would be read with an empty mouth. So here it's stipulating that the Ya Sakin has a Kasra. Yeah? Before it. The letter before the Ya Sakin has a Kasra. No. Even if it has a Fatah on it, even if it has a Fatah on it, still the Ra will be read with a empty mouth. Example.
بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ
So as you can see, that ra is mawkuf, that ra was stopped on the ra, haven't we? So what would happen to the tanween? Change into a sukun. So the ra will become sakin. Before that ra sakin, there's another sakin, which is ya sakin. Yes? And before that ya sakin is a kasra. Is it? Kasra. Okay? So that ra will be read with a empty mouth. Are we clear? Clear? Let's give another example.
نذقه من عذاب السعير.
Another example. إنه هو السميع البصير. Another example. والزبر والكتاب المنير. If I give you another example here, Khayr. Yeah? Now that Ra is what? Ra Mawkuf, isn't it? You're stopping on it. What happens to the Tanween?
It
becomes a Sakin. And obviously the Ya is Sakin. And before it, there's a Fatah, isn't it? Again, even in that scenario, the Ra will be recited. With an empty mouth. So even though I said Ya Sakin, if there's Kasra, it's also with Fatha. Next one. This is just one more left, let me finish. Eight. When a letter with other than Ya Sakin, when a letter other than Ya Sakin appears before a Ra Mawkuf, and the letter has a sukun on it, and the letter preceding it has either a Fatha or Dhamma on it, then the Ra will be recited with a full mouth. So before the Ra Mawkuf, there's another letter other than the Ya Sakin. There's another Sakin other than Ya Sakin. And the letter before that has a Fatha or Dhamma on it, then that Ra will be read with a full mouth. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرُ
وَتَوَاصَوْ
بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. If you look at the last word, بِالصَّبْر. The Ra is Ra Mawkuf, and before the Ra, the Ba is also Sakin. Although it's not Ya Sakin, but it's another word, another letter. And the letter before it is a Saad, which has a Fatha on it. So the Ra at the end will be read with a full mouth. Next one.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرُ.
The khusr at the end. The ra is ra mawkuf, and the sin is a sakin other than ya sakin, and the letter before it, which is a kha, has a dhamma on it, hence the ra will be read today.
Full mouth.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم.
الرحمن الرحيم.
مالك يوم الدين.
مالك يوم الدين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إذا جبريل وجه تبت إذا
تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب
تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب
ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب
ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب
سيصلى نارا ذات لهب
سيصلى نارا ذات لهب
وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد صدق الله العظيم
صدق